Again, we're going to lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline because it is that time. It's called WAYD, and we start with Alex.
Lock down the phone line. I get to open up. What are you doing? Two, the sideline reporter for Oregon Golf's national title win, I ask.
What are you doing?
Was Oregon men's golf's big moment, their first national title in the history of the program, many years of dedication and work from Casey Martin, finally culminating in the Big Blue Trophy, and on their home turf at Eugene Country Club, of all places, it was perfect. It was also Solomon Ross's big moment. Local kid from South Eugene High, Axman Pride's son, who went to extra holes and then finally ended up nailing a big putt to win it all for the Ducks. The scene was great. Dogpile on the green, surrounded by tons of fans who caught wind of the playoff, wanted to cheer their Ducks on. Everyone going crazy for the Ducks' natty win. Speaking of crazy, the Golf Channel's course reporter was all set to do the big post-win interview, so she grabbed Solomon Rasa to ask him about the big putt. She said, "Solomon, how does it feel to come through with your entire school on your back?" The guy responds by saying, "Well, first thing we should do is find Solomon." Yeah, that's because it wasn't actually him. It was just another guy in the Oregon team golf shirt. Look, I know we're not all familiar with every Oregon golfer, but if you're following them around for 18 holes and some extras on top of that, you would think you'd recognize the face of the guy who made the title-clinching putt. And by the way, kind of perfect for this, I couldn't find her name anywhere. I have no clue who she is, but to the reporter on the Golf Channel, I ask.
What are you doing?
Wow.
That's bad stuff, man.
To the Deaver, Callaway, Gray, Hawkins, Lindsey, McClinton, and Prince families, I ask.
What are you doing?
These are the high-class rape supporters who took out that full-page color ad in the Waco Tribune Herald thanking Ken Starr for his integrity, character, and my favorite, exceptional care for students and their well-being. Well, aside from encouraging sexual predators onto campus, then when they repeat their violence on said students, do what you can to hide it. Otherwise, it was a very wise step to take. They actually set up a website. They set up a website, thankkenstar.com. And then we saw his awkward interview where he said, yeah, I saw that email with rape in the headlines. And then one of the PR people was like, I need to talk to Ken. I need to talk to Ken. Yeah, I probably didn't see it. Woof. Talk about just another case of people in power just completely whizzing all over those they're supposed to be serving, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Or if it was one of those people who ended up calling you liberal scum yesterday for opposing rape.
Yep, how dare I?
I'll
learn my way.
This is the world we live in now, apparently. To Warren Sapp, I ask.
What are you doing?
Basically, Warren, when you are a person who has been arrested and fired from a job for soliciting prostitutes, pleaded guilty to stomping on an ex-girlfriend's head in a fight, called out Jeremy Shockey for being a snitch in Bountygate, only to have him post your bankruptcy papers on Twitter. Well, Warren, that means you should probably just keep a low profile because no one takes you seriously anymore. Sapp has not done that. Last week, the Baltimore Ravens announced that Timmy Jernigan is planning on changing his number from 97 to 99 to honor Sapp, who he grew up idolizing as a player. And why wouldn't he, by the way? Sapp is a Hall of Famer, one of the best D tackles ever. The Ravens announced it simply on Twitter, and I'm quoting, "Timmy Jernigan will change his number to 99 in honor of at Warren Sapp," to which Sapp responded by saying, "How do I stop this?" Then, when asked about it, Sapp said no one should try to compare themselves to him because he's one of the five first ballot Hall of Fame D tackles in NFL history, and there's no way Jernigan can live up to that, so why even try? So clearly Sapp doesn't understand what the term honoring means and thinks that no one else should even bring up his name in association with anyone else because they can't stand up to living up to his elite name. You're right. Jernigan should go get arrested and beat up some prostitutes first, then give you a jingle, moron, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Bronco cornerback Aqib Talib, I ask.
Wow.
What are you doing?
So he got shot. It happens. Was out partying late Saturday night.
Whoa. So he got shot. Yeah, it happens.
Apparently.
Happens to the best of us.
Not that big a deal. Out partying late Saturday night into early Sunday morning. Landed in the hospital, bullet entered the rear of his thigh, exited through the calf, but he doesn't remember getting shot. Wait. What? I mean, there's only one possible explanation.
I was dead at the time.
He was on a date with Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
We have a video of a shooting at a nightclub, but Tlaib says he was too wasted to remember. And like they say, when the report starts out early Sunday morning, it doesn't end with hunger was solved or early Sunday morning the Zika virus was cured. Just figure it out, dude, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I'd love to see that headline about Gronk or something. Out for a late night, gets in trouble. Hunger solved at Taco Bell by Rob Gronkowski at 2 a.m. Oh, that's not that bad.
Got to get out late more on Saturday into Sunday.
To the Copa America organizers, I ask.
What are you doing?
National anthems are really, really simple, guys. Especially when you don't have to worry about setting up all that sound equipment, a microphone, organizing a singer, getting them all set up, timing everything out with them, the whole nine. When you don't have to worry about that stuff, it essentially becomes a person clicking play on an MP3 that goes directly into stadium speakers that are already set up to play the stuff. Could not be more simple, you would think. And yet this week, the organizers of the Copa America have not messed up one, but two national anthems. And oddly, they both revolved around Chile. First, organizers played the Chilean national anthem for a group of confused Uruguay players and fans. Then the following day, they played the Chilean anthem for the Chilean players, but then cut it off before it finished with a Pitbull song. If you don't know who Pitbull is, he was that dude who was on all those college football Dr. Pepper commercials a few years ago ad nauseum. He's awful. luckily for the Copa organizers, the Chilean fans and players sang their own anthem, kind of made the best of it. And look, as a producer, I get it. Sometimes you hit the wrong button on the board, but not usually when it's the only thing you have to do. How hard is it to click an MP3, really? The last thing you want to do is anger international soccer fans. It can be life or death, as we ask.
Literally.
What are you doing?
All right, we got time for a quick one. To Tennessee Assemblyman Martin Daniel of District 18, I ask.
What are you doing?
This was mere hours after the death of Ali. He tweets out, Cassius Clay, which hasn't been his name for 50 years, great boxer, failure to enlist in the military, a black cloud on his character. First, a little background. Same guy who once sent a letter to the Knox County Board of Education asking why elementary school students should learn about the civil rights movement said, why can't I say anything again about Clay's love of the Nation of Islam? Well, genius, maybe because Ali denounced and left the Nation of Islam in 1975 and was simply a practicing Muslim. You know... facts, more shining a light on your ignorance as we ask.
What are you doing?
All righty.